Now on to New Bedford, where the immigrant community is promising to keep a close eye on the Trump administration. Candidate Trump promised a massive border wall with Mexico and mass deportations of people in the country illegally. Some in New Bedford see these pledges as empty campaign rhetoric. Others think the president-elect represents a true menace. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
At a spare taqueria in New Bedford's South End, Diego Raimundo takes his lunch with a basket of tortillas. At first, Raimundo shrugs off the significance of the Trump victory, though his campaign was marked by vitriol against undocumented immigrants like him. Between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I didn't have great expectations in Hillary that she'd solve all our problems. So when I saw the results, I said, okay, he's the winner. Raimundo says Clinton wouldn't have been able to get immigration reform done anyway, and President Obama has set records with his deportations. Raimundo says Trump talks tough on immigration, but he sees it as a strategy for tapping nativist sentiment rather than a plan. Asked how he feels now that Trump has been elected, however, Raimundo goes deeper. Before, when I went out, I didn't think about it much, but now it's like you get a sense of fear. Maybe it's true what Trump said. How are they going to do it? When? New Bedford has a history of immigration that dates back through the centuries, from the Portuguese and Cape Verdeans who dominate much of the city's civic life to the more recent Central American arrivals who populate New Bedford's numerous fish processing plants. Helena da Silva Hughes has dedicated her life to the city's Portuguese immigrants.
Within the immigrant population, there is a division that I see it all the time. And so there's this population that have been, who are immigrants, who have been here for many, many years, who have legal status, who a lot of them have become U.S. citizens.
Then there's the undocumented. Hughes heads the Immigrants Assistance Center in New Bedford, and her message to distraught immigrants is one of optimism.
Well, let's just wait and see, because I think there's right now it's just the day of, you know, the election just happened. So I would say just wait and let's just see what happens and let's see what his next step is. Now I have more of a faith that there's going to be some kind of immigration reform bill and there'll be a path to legalization.
Yo dudo.
New Bedford resident David Rolando Oliva says he doubts Trump will pursue immigration reform. He says it's one of the themes least addressed during the campaign. He's talking about deporting 11 million undocumented immigrants. Mexicans are under attack, the whole community. He even said he's going to strip Puerto Ricans of their citizenship. Oliva says he was undocumented but secured a U visa after cooperating with police after he was mugged. But he has family members without papers, and Trump's victory only deepens his fears that they'll be picked up by federal agents when they least expect it.
Porque una vez dice, bueno, ¿qué va a pasar con nuestra gente?
Sometimes you think what's going to happen with our people. After the triumph of this man last night, what's going to happen to all the undocumented people, all the children who've come, all the people that have come from our countries, Central America, where there's great social insecurity, people who have come here facing death threats? What will happen if they're deported? In between promises to make America great again, Trump referenced immigration 13 times when he accepted the GOP nomination. In his victory speech, he didn't mention it once. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.